How you doing on those New Year's resolutions? Let's give you some extra motivation.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents of ATA Nation. We are thrilled to have you with us for episode number 38. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for the ATA Nation podcast. We had a great reception to our first episode of the year, kicking fit with Mrs. Kaminsky, a set of amazing tips in there for protecting yourself, getting yourself ready to train hard in 2022. So if you haven't checked out episode 37, you want to definitely go back and check that out. It is an excellent episode. Today, we're going to continue on our theme of fitness, and we're going to have an interview. So let's actually get right to it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Mr. Jay Banghart. How are you today, sir?
Doing well, sir. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. I wanted to have you on because a lot of people in ATA Nation might have seen that you've been going through some awesome health journey, really taking your fitness to the next level. And we've been talking about fitness in January a lot, and so we wanted to talk to you a little bit. But before we get to your health and fitness journey, will you just tell us a little bit about you and how you got into martial arts?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Long story short, my mom and dad, so my dad was married once before, had three kids, met our mom, and, they decided that they wanted to do adoption. And so they adopted, four Koreans. With that being said is, they wanted to, do something in regards to, giving us some sort of cultural background, whether that's a discipline or just something that we could, you know, kind of learn about our culture, where we're from. And that's where Taekwondo came about. So we grew up in a small town here in north of Seattle, Snohomish, Washington. And there's a small school there. Many ATA instructors know Master Jack Pierce. But he was this instructor particularly was a kind of a branch off of Jack Pierce, James Connor. And so, so started my brother. My brother got his first degree. My mom started. They got their second degrees. I started. My two sisters started. And then, kind of fast forwarding a little bit, as my mom was a school teacher for 34 years and my dad was an insurance guy. My mom just ended up loving it so much that, after all four of us were kind of rolling, my mom ended up having an opportunity to purchase a school, which was a club. And then, 30 plus years later, here we are today. So, it's all four of us kids kind of went off and did our own thing. You know, we took a little hiatus in between but she always knew that, when it was time for her to, hang up her stuff. And it was unfortunate on the way we had to, but, dad got sick and, he had to take care of him. So, and then, she always knew that one of us kids was going to do it. And, she always knew that it was going to be me. I had some growing up to do and here we are today. I've had the school for 12 years. So, here we are today. So.
That is awesome. So your mom got you guys into it, and then she's the one who continued while you guys were, here and there and everywhere. Is that how it went?
Yes, sir. Yeah, she ended up, Grandmaster Soon-ho, I think it was, Grandmaster In-ho at the time. It was Grandmaster Soon-ho that was at a leadership summit that Master Rob Goins ended up holding here in the Seattle area. When my mom had to step down, when my dad got sick, ATA ended up honoring her with honorary 6th degree black belt. So, I guess by title, she's a master candidate should she choose to continue. But, she's been battling her own health stuff. But, she was with the ATA for 30 years and just incredible passion, incredible love for it. And, I make sure that even today, you know, I keep her involved, you know, and, you know, she wants that separation just because she wants to see me, you know, do my thing with it. But, you know, it's always been the heart of her, you know, our school is the heart of her basically. And so, or excuse me, let me reverse that. This the heart of her. And so, you know, we always do our best to just keep her always involved, you know, so.
That is super cool. What a neat story. So you had experience outside of the ATA. You came inside, obviously, your mom, you said her club and school were ATA schools. And your school has now 12 years later. How are things going there?
Well, you know, we all battle our, you know, we all have our battles, you know,
Well, and the last couple of years have been some of the hardest battles. I know the West Coast has been especially hit hard.
Yes, sir. You know, and you know, you just gotta I don't know. For me, it was more of a, you know, I had to vent, as we all did, right? But you know, at the end of the day, we just gotta, you know, keep it together as best as we can and keep our nose to the grind and you know, focus on the members who are sticking around and you know, pray for the best that, you know, when members that had to stop, you know, they end up coming back. But, you know, I guess, you know, just to kind of give you a wrap in regards to where we're at today, you know, we're making that climb back up. We moved our location into a mall, which, you know, I won't spend hours on talking about that, but, you know, definitely been a different, I don't know what the right word to use is, but a different experience.
Yes.
But, you know, we've had our, you know, we now being in the mall for six, almost 7 months, you know, we've had our, you know, where we're having difficulty and where we're not having difficulty. Are we having a lot of walk-bys? Are we an open opportunity? I think, when I posted it, and shared pictures about it, when we ended up having it open, I think it was Master DeVries that mentioned something about how cool that was because now people could shop and do, you know, do so many multiple things while their kids are in karate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the plus side that we've seen of that is that we're starting to see a lot more parents get out of their cars instead of just drop their kid off, stay in their car, be on their phone, social media, whatever, that we're starting to get a lot more parents getting out of their cars, coming in and watching. We don't have to cram everybody in one space because we're basically a business inside of a business. And so how cool is it to walk out of our front door and still be under a controlled environment, meaning like, you know, controlled heat, there's a roof.
Yes,
we're not
getting.
So there's a lot of pros. I think the con that, you know, we as instructors and we as, you know, just the operational aspect of the business, you know, we have to kind of redirect our thinking and redirect our approach in regards to how do we continue to help increase the level of focus or teach that focus to kids, because now there's not just, you know, there's distractions, sure, when you're in a traditional strip mall, whatever, you know, but being in a mall where there's millions of things happening, you know, trying to keep the collective focus with the kids, you know, is, you know, I'm not gonna lie, you know, is definitely, you know, when you feel like you have a good rap on it or you feel like you have pretty good control on it, and then boom, you're like, okay, there it does work. So now you have to kind of shift gears and change. So.
Yes, sir. Now, personal question, does this mall have like a bookstore in it? Cause I'd get stuck every single time I came to work if it had a bookstore in it.
You know, sir, this store, this particular mall used to, this mall is actually a dying mall. They're trying to do everything they can to revamp the mall. So there's really, I don't know, you can walk through it. You can even walk slow and walk through the whole entire mall in like 10 minutes.
Okay. So I won't get stuck in the bookstore. That would be good for me. I mean, that way I'd be on my way. I'd come to the school to do some work and I'd get stuck in the bookstore. And then, you know, an hour, 2 hours later, I'd be like, oh man, I was supposed to do other stuff. So that's good. Well, sir, I know you've been working hard at the school. West Coast has been hit hard, especially. But I know you have been working really hard over the last couple of years on your own fitness. It's just so inspiring to see your posts online. Can you give us a little background and just tell us what you're doing to stay motivated? What are you doing to get yourself in fighting shape?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, again, I could have a really long introduction, which is kind of simple things. You know, those that have known me for a long time, you know, I've seen the up and down battles as we all have, you know, and I'm not saying all, but you know, that some, you know, we battle, right?
And so, I know, I do.
Whether that is the weight gain or it's just, you know, diving back into bad habits, et cetera. And so, you know, I started my journey, you know, I was kind of a husky guy in school and I was everybody's teddy bear kind of thing, you know, and then, you know, junior year, I told a bunch of my friends I was going to be different, and senior year, and, you know, started learning how to run and, you know, found a passion for running. You know, fast forwarding through that journey, four years later, you know, the problem with that though, is that I had no idea what good nutrition was. So when I finally got to a good running state, you know, my best friend and I were running 4, 5, 6 miles a day. And, I'd come back and eat 5, 6 top ramen, a tray of French fries and stuff like that. So I had no idea what nutrition was, right? Like, I was like, okay, that's probably not good for me, but you know, I don't know, at the time I'm 22, 23 years old.
Exactly. Like, your metabolism will just do whatever.
Right. Yes, sir. And so, but I always fell into the trap though, as I move forward through the years, that, you know, when I'm back and forth, what I would always fall in the trap was, is when I got hurt, because I was so fixated on one thing that I didn't know what to do next. So if I broke my ankle, or if I hurt myself, or I did this, you know, I'm just like, well, you know, excuse my language, you know, but the bad attitude to have was like, okay, well, screw it. You know, like, I don't know what to do now, I'm done. Right. And it was not the right direction to have, let alone it was not the right mindset to have. But that's just kind of the way I was, you know, then, continuing to fast forward, we go through this journey of life with so many people that add value and really want to sew in. And Senior Master Barry and I actually, we've known each other a long time since we were kids. When he moved up here to the Seattle area, his mom, Master Jane Barry, and my mom became good friends. You know, we all know that Senior Master Barry's amazing.
Ripped.
Right?
So, he's ripped. We can all say it.
Let's just say it. And he was on when ATA had the world demo team, he was on it. And, you know, and anyways, you know, it was, you know, we reconnected when ATA presented the legacy instructor curriculum.
Yes, sir.
I was still trying to kind of find my way, you know. It was, you know, all these instructors that I had, you know, whether it was a short-term contact, a long-term contact with, you know, they've all, obviously everybody adds value regardless of where you choose to go. So we definitely had great addition to that. But then Senior Master, it was a time where, you know, I was looking, and Senior Master Barry and I connected. And then that's really where it all hit. That, I think that's where the pivotal point of really getting serious about, you know, health and, you know, and stuff like that. And so Senior Master Barry and I had a conversation, and I remember it very clearly to this day, that, you know, he's like, okay, sir, well, here's the deal. Like, you know, I may jumble the words a little bit, but, you know, basically to the aura of it was like, I really don't care about your business. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because here's the reality. If I don't focus on you and helping you on your personal goals, like such as health, right, then if we were to die, right, then, you know, your business doesn't matter, right? And so that along with, you know, that conversation that him and I had, and it wasn't to the specific directness of it, but, you know, I really admire Senior Master Barry's directness with it, as we all know in ATA Nation that he's all about health and fitness. Yes, and so just being able to have that, like, you know, I don't care about your numbers, because without good health and, you know, good state of mind and et cetera, then your business really doesn't matter anyways, especially for the fact that what we do as a living, you know, if we're teaching these life skills and this and that and the other thing, then we should learn to be a product of what we teach. Correct. So, and then it was that, and then doctor, you know, you have that doctor visit where it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to be 38 this year. I'll be, you know, and so you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, let's sit down, Jay. If you don't make a change now, these are the things that you're going to be susceptible to. And the fact that my older brother and 2 sisters and I, when we were adopted, we have no trace of our medical histories. When we freak out, we are a little bit over the top of being hypochondriac. We are not hypochondriac or whatever the next word could be. And, you know, and that, and so that, all that together just was like, it scared me, but it scared me enough to where I was like, okay, Jay, you know what? You got to be, I'm sick and tired of going back and forth. I'm sick and tired of, you know, it's like they say, you know, when you have to choose your hard, right? Like, you know, being overweight is hard. Being out of shape is hard. Having horrible bad habits is hard. But yet, then the other side, you know, getting up every day and working out every day is hard. But then if you look at what the consequence is to the negative hard, to the reward, to the positive hard, you know, I'd rather go that direction.
Yes,
so,
sir, for sure.
So after all that conversation and all that stuff, you know, just, I really owe it to Senior Master Barry. And I text him all the time and just let him know, you know, just because, you know, and then I had him up here for a training seminar and I took him to the gym and I didn't realize that while I was running on the treadmill, he was like right behind me. Okay. You know what? If you want to talk about motivation, I stand right behind you and you're like, don't stop, you know? So, but you know, I really owe it to him and, you know, just my team here at Legacy Martial Arts and, my family and stuff, you know, who's really just been, you know, Jay, we've watched you go back and forth. We don't like seeing that, you know, what can we do to kind of help you and motivate you and guide you towards that? And, you know, I think what I have in front of me now is, you know, I want to learn how to be a better product of what we do for my school. And then, and that's what motivates me. And then also, you know, the things that I'm susceptible to scare the crap out of me. Right. Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
So
so do I fall back into that? And then, you know, it's that fight or flight stage, right? So do I do it when I really have to do it, or should I just kind of be proactive about it and do it now, you know, to kind of hopefully prevent any of that? So
So what are you doing? I know you said you were big into running. Is that something you're currently doing? What's your training look like right now to just, and maybe tell us a little bit about how you, stay motivated. I mean, you really mentioned staying motivated by, you know, the negatives that could happen, wanting to be a product of what we teach. What about, you know, what's your routine kind of look like?
I don't know, from an outside perspective, we think it's, you know, pretty boring, the same thing, you know, and that's the, I think, so I was running and then last Thanksgiving, my body was like, I was literally, I don't mean this in a negative example, but it's the best example I can give. And I like to reference a lot of movies to like practical life kind of thing. So I remember Forrest Gump before he ended up breaking, you know, before he actually, when he was a kid and he was in those, you know,
braces. Yes, sir.
Right. So, and he was walking cause he needed to build better stability or whatever, you know, and more like. And so that's how I was walking last year. And so I went to the doctor and my doctor was like, called me back after the x-ray and was like, how old are you again? And I go, 37 at the time, right? 37. They go, you know, you have stage 3 arthritis. Ugh. That I only have patients that are like in their late 60s, early 70s. And I'm like, come again? And so you either need a, and during that time, especially being in a pandemic, you know, like that was a really tough emotional battle for me because it was like, as much as I don't want to quit what I do, but is this where I have to decide on whether or not I have to give up what I love and redirect their path because I can't move and I'm not mobile? Or do I hopefully weigh it out and figure out, you know, if it's just going to be, you know, if there's a healing process to it that, you know, then obviously I'm not going to lose the arthritis for the rest of my life, but is there a way that I can sustain it and manage it kind of thing?
Sir.
And so,
yeah,
as we fast forward it today, it's manageable. So I run a little bit because I require a fitness test for my blue and above and we run. So they always like to joke with me, hey, Mr. Banghart, you know, if you make us do it, can you do it too? Right. No. And I'm like, all right, bring it on. Let's go. Other than that, no, I ended up finding a passion for biking. Nice. You know, you asked me 3 years ago, I got on that thing one time and I'm like 2 minutes in and I'm like, how do people do this? This is boring. And, you know, I ended up finding a passion for biking, on the spin bike and some of my friends are trying to get me out on the road and, which I want to, right. But it's, you know, with obvious, you know, busy schedule kind of thing, you know,
it's a little harder to make the time to get out rather than sit on a stationary for sure.
Yes, sir. And so, but you know, I ended up finding this passion and, you know, I told my, I was, I actually, formal ATA master, right? Master Monica Smith. She actually invited me to this run group in 2020 to run 1,000 miles kind of thing. Right. And I was a little short and because of my arthritis, but then I ended up talking to another buddy of mine and I was like, and he's, you know, gotten the whole spin thing. And I'm like, well, I don't know what the equivalence is to run bike, but hey, you know what, let's just shoot for 7,500 miles and let's see what that looks like. And, you know, so I'm sitting there with this, with the GPS and the odometer thing. And I'm sitting on that thing and I'm like, okay, so how many miles am I doing in an hour or whatever, you know, and just tracking it. And, you know, it was just crazy. It was just kind of a cool thing to do to end 2021 with over 18,000 miles on a bike and to chase that same goal this year. But, you know, that's what I do now. That's my routine. My routine literally is like, I think the thing is, because some of my friends who are in the, you know, like to lift weights and stuff, they're like, well, you know, Jay, you need to like start mixing it up. And, you know, being the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic that affects, you know, heart and lung organs, right? That, you know, I think the best thing to do, you know, and I know there's multiple ways of doing it, but condition those heart and lungs, right? That it's just, you know, I'd rather just do something simple and just know that I can do it. Because the other thing that I had to also learn, and I told my best friend this, is that, you know, I can get crazy and do all these cool things like, you know, well, like Master Barry, right? But like same token, you know, I just need to learn how to have consistency, right? I need to learn that I can do something over and over and over, you know, rather than, you know, do it for 2 days and get off for four. You know what I'm saying? Like I need to have that built consistency. So I can't really help, you know, so I just kind of, I enjoy getting on the bike for 2 hours. People always tell me all the time it's boring, and I said, you better believe it. It is, but you know, you gotta find joy, because it's you know, I think the joy for me is, you know, I drag my feet, you know, I get on that thing, and you know, I push 60 miles in 2 hours on a bike, on a spin bike, but you know, that last 5 minutes, you know, that last 5 minutes for me, you know, you're just like, man, I'm almost to the finish line, and then how you feel is just so amazing, and yeah. So in regards to routine and diet, I can't help anybody with that. I'm working on eating better. I am a horrible eater. I literally found myself back into the trap of like, I burn 2,000 calories a day. I can eat whatever you want. So,
it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. I mean, it sounds like you've really nailed down, you know, you've got a kind of a mentor in Senior Master Barry in learning and motivation that way. You know, what you said about consistency is fantastic. That's really the key is, you know, can I do the same thing over and over again? And not have to be super excited. I mean, that's, you look at us as martial artists, you know, it's doing Songam One a million times to get better at it. Right. And finding the joy in that process versus having to be excited about something brand new all the time. And I'm with you. I know diet is the hard one for me, and it's you know, I myself have to work on how do I find that same kind of motivation, that same kind of consistency in that, the same way we can find it in, you know, taekwondo or other workouts or things that we're doing. How has this journey helped your Songam Taekwondo? Have you seen your fitness level increasing, really helping with your, you know, your forms, your sparring, things like that?
Well, you know, I've been out of the competition realm for quite some time. In regards to just my overall performance, just in class, you know, it's you know, we always do our best to bring, you know, a lot of energy, you know, and you know, one of the things that I found is, you know, I have a few of I have a few students that follow me too, you know, and they're just, you know, I think it motivates them. So I think that just to kind of not get off track and get back onto your question is in regards to my overall performance, I think that, you know, I like to be involved with my class. I like to be like, you know, so the fact that I can put the big chest protector on and gloves and let one of my 14-year-olds just beat the living you and not feel out of breath is a really cool thing, right?
Because yes, then sir. I feel
quitting on him, right? Or not quitting on her. So it definitely has, it definitely has added a positive value to that. I think the other thing though, too, is because we are, We are the root of what we do. And so, you know, my students who have watched me through this whole journey, you know, I get it all the time. You know, they're like, man, Mr. Banghart, you look really good, you know, and you're inspiring. And I'm like, thank you, you know, and I've always been one of those people that it's difficult to, I'm learning how to respond to compliments, you know, because we're, I don't know, this may be a wrong way to say it, but we're in an industry of always uplift, right? Like we're, our job is always to, you know, uplift and motivate and inspire, you know, others that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's okay for that to come back to us too. Right. And so,
yes, sir.
But yeah, you know, so I have students who are just, you know, that are just following me, and I, you know, I have a few students actually that are chasing the bike thing with me too. So I'd say it's not just, it hasn't just affected just my Sangam Taekwondo physically per se, but I would say in regards to, you know, parents watching, you know, the, you know, if, hey, you know, if you're preaching, you know, and discipline and self-respect and, you know, self-esteem and, you know, health and fitness and this and that, and the other thing, right? Like not saying that their kid's karate teacher has to have a rock hard six pack or something like that, but are they doing something to be able to kind of set the example in regards to what's coming out of their mouth? Right.
Yes, sir.
That has definitely played a positive role in regards to, you know, us getting, you know, like parents will come in and say, hey, you know, Johnny Joe comes to class, you know, and we want our kid to be just as active as you are. And I'm like, come again? I haven't met Johnny Joe yet. Right. But, and I don't say that out loud. Right. But you're like, oh, no. So-and-so blah, blah, you know? And I'm like, wow, that makes you feel good. Right. So, but yeah, I think it definitely plays so much more than just your physical Taekwondo.
For sure. Yeah. You are a better representation of what we teach by making sure that our health and fitness, both mind and body, you know, match what we're teaching. So, sir, I appreciate your time today. This is super inspiring. I love the honesty in, you know, the struggles that you've had. I think that's really, great for me to hear, for other people to hear, because, you know, you see people who are just like, hey, look at me, I'm ripped and, you know, it's all, you know, easy. And it's not that way for most of us, you know, it's up and down and we have to really focus on, work on it. And, I want to thank you for your time today, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Make sure, you know, you get that goal on your spin bike. Hopefully we'll be able to see you at one of the big events in the future.
Headed to Spring Nationals this year, sir.
Awesome. Thanks again to Mr. Banghart for an excellent interview. There's a couple of things I wanted to mention about this interview that I think are great takeaways. And actually, we hit these a little bit, mentioned them. But do you notice how he talked about consistency being key? I think that's something that we can all work on, whether it's diet, exercise, you know, training our form, whatever it might be. Consistency is super important. I noticed he talked about kind of a mentor or even an accountability partner. So Senior Master Barry was really inspirational for Mr. Banghart, and he's almost an accountability partner for him. And I think that is a great tip for all of us as we're working to set any kind of goals, not just our health and fitness goals. And then the motivation factor. You notice it's he mentioned how being motivated wasn't just the act of running or biking or eating the right thing. He's actually motivated by deeper things that are more important. And I think that's often we motivate ourselves by little things, by the immediate rather than the long term. And motivating us by the long term will in the end help us reach our goals much better. So, thank you, sir, for that interview. Really great information. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our episode for today. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Until then, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
ATA Nation, I'm here. Just started back on getting some weightlifting done myself. I was never a weightlifter in school. I did some outside, or after I graduated high school, I did a little bit. A friend owned a gym, and I got some weightlifting in. So I just started that again with some at-home equipment and working on some cardio a little bit. Need to up that. And diet. That's the thing. I'm working on. I'm in a better place now. But as I get older, it's definitely something I got to keep paying attention to, keep working on. So, how are your health and fitness goals going? Let me know. Send me a text. You guys know how to do it. If you don't, I mean, what have you been doing all this time? 260-250-3975. Sending me a text. I'd love to know what's going on. Talk to you guys later.